Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Vav in Maseches Nazir, and we are on Lamed Hey Amabez by the two dots, starting a new topic related to the Mishnah. Let's remember, though, for a minute where this is coming from back in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah Lamed Dalet Amabez on top had quoted the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said that even if somebody, besides all the Isurim of Nazir and all the items that come out of the vine, we have the five different Yisurim related to the vine. Rabbi Akiva said, even if somebody soaks their bread in wine, and now altogether the bread and the wine combine to make up the shear of the kezias, that's even enough to be mechayev. That's the second and third line on Lamed Dalet Amabez. That was the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. So he said Rabbi Akiva had two assumptions. Number one, that the shear was kezias, not revius, like the machlokas we had in the Mishnah. And number two was the topic that we're going to get into now, and that is heter mitztaref la'isser. Rabbi Akiva had said that the bread and the wine could combine for the shear of a kezias, and in that way, one does not need the full amount of an isser, even part bread, part wine, that would be enough. So we get into now Lamed Hey Amabez, a topic that comes up twice. We had it once in Pesachim, and now we have it again in Nazir. Amar Rabbi Yevo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, Ein Heter Mitztaref La'Isser, Chutz Mi Isurei Nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says, by all Isurim, you do not say the principle of Heter Mitztaref La'Isser, that the Heter can combine for the shear to make up the Isser. You do not say that anywhere except for Isurei Nazir. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Shehari Amar Torah Mishras. Because the Torah uses the word Mishras. Mishras, a mixture. Mishras Anavim. And therefore, we learn from that word, we learn the concept of Heter Mitztaref La'Isser. What many Rishonim deal with is what's the difference between Heter Mitztaref La'Isser, or how do you define, because sometimes you see Gemaras that relate the two, Heter Mitztaref La'Isser and Tam Ke'ikr. Tam Ke'ikr is where, you know, you have an Isser that gave off taste in something else, and now that new item, let's say a piece of chametz, a piece of treif fell into my kosher food, and now the whole thing is Usser, Tam Ke'ikr. How does that concept relate to Heter Mitztaref La'Isser, which is also, it's mostly Mutter, and now you have Isser that made it Usser. So the Ramban in Pesachim, again this is our Inyana Diyoma Pesachim, a lot of the sugya is here in Pesachim and Gimel. So the Ramban in the Melchamas there explains somewhat, and then the Rashba, his Talmud, expands on what his Rebbe said. So first the Melchamas, there's on Yud Gimel on Mabez in the Dafei Harif, says the Melchamas, Upire Tadvar, Shatam Ki'ikr, Hu B'chol Nosnei HaTa'amim, what's Tam Ki'ikr, which we posit is it could be a Daraisa. Tam Ke'ikr, if the Isser gives off taste in the Heter item. She'ein Shoma Masha Shal Isser. Tam Ke'ikr could be the Isser is not there at all, says the Ramban. It's not the Isser, there's no mamashus to the Isser there. Kigon Basa Bechala, V'gi'uli Nachrim. So you get the non-kosher pots. You get non-kosher pots. So in the pot is, there's no mamashus, there's no tangible Isser. It's just taste. Taste is in the pot. A treif, something fell into your pot, you took it out. So the Isser is not there anymore inside. It's not there. And yet, it's still Usser. Ukigon Tipas Yayin. Usser, Shinafa Lakadera, a drop of Usser wine that fell into the pot. Ubata Mamasha, Velobata Taima. Viafilu Ainbo Mikufa Shal Isser, Klum. Even if you have nothing, go to Novim, Shasharba Maim, you put grapes in water and then you take the grapes out. Tam Ke'ikr is the mamashas is not even there. Could be the mamashas is not even there. And what do we say? We treat it as if ki'ilu nis'ariv bo kizayis mamasho shalisser. It's as if you have a piece of treif sitting in front of you. That's Tam Ke'ikr. V'zeo Tam Ke'ikr shalamanu minazir l'chol atar kula. We'll see that also one of the makaros is from Nazir. What's heter mitzarif la'isser? Heter mitzarif la'isser, we'll see which is more chomer, which is more kal. Heter mitzarif la'isser is a different concept. No. You have heter, you have isser, but they're here. It's not that the isser put taste into the heter. It doesn't have to be. But they combine to make up the shear. Heter mitzarif la'isser, shekol heter ve'isser shenis ariv mamashon. You have mamish isser, but you have mamish heter also, which is not affected by the isser, except that it's in proximity of it altogether. Bein ba'ochlin, bein ba'mashkin, va'ochel mishneim kezayis heter, kezayis, heter atzmo na'ase isser, ve'lokan alav benazir. So Heter Mitztaref La'Isser is a different concept. The Heter was not affected directly, but it's combined with the Isser, and in that way, it is Usser. And then Rashba quotes his Rebbe. I mean, again, the Rishonim are really bothered by this. The question in the Tshuva, the Rashba, Aleph Tuf Mem. Sha'alta, you asked me, said the Rashba, what's the difference between Tam Ke'ikra and Heta Basar Flisser? Right? Halavai, we should ask such Shilas. Yeah, that bothers us. Ma hefresh between these two concepts. V'kfarainu divrei gedolim l'datinu lo bala taklas anyanim. I can't figure it out, says the questioner to the Rashba. So the Rashba says, my Rebbe already explained it. Look in the words of the Ramban. But he says, let me expand it. He quotes the Rabbah that we just read. And then he quotes, though, each opinion might not hold of the other opinion. Because there is a chumrah by each one that does not exist by the other one. Uman de isle heter mitzarif l'isser, efshar de lesle tam ke'ikr. It could be that if you hold of heter mitzarif l'isser, you do not hold of tam ke'ikr. Why? She'ain tluyo zubazu. Says the Rashba, very important shuvah. They're not totally on each other. Klomar. The kivan she'ain shama masho shal iser garalei mehetem itzarif l'iser. Tam kiker on the one hand is worse. Why? Because there's no real iser here. It's just taste. So you might hold of hetem itzarif l'iser, but say tam kiker. Tam kiker's not usser. There's nothing here. It's just the taste. So you might say I hold of hetem itzarif l'iser, not of tam kiker. She'ish shama miyas ma masho shal iser. The afal bishlo achal minho iser levado shir kizayis. Even though you don't only eat a kezayis of the isser, but the heter is combined, but still you have some mamish isser here. But on the other hand, says the Rashba, uman de isle tam ke iker, nami efshar, de les le heter mesarif l'isser. If you hold of tam ke iker, you might not hold of heter mesarif l'isser. Why? De efshar de iu boishi tam gomur, babashu oklo, kilun isari v'nimchabo kezayis min isser. You have to eat something that's totally been you have to eat a kezayis of something that's totally been affected by isser. And heter mesarif l'isser, you only have half. Have a rove, but some of it has not been affected at all. So that's not going to be a tam ke'ikr. Every single morsel that I eat tastes like treif. Hetem etzayif l'iser, only half of it is treif. So what? That actually is. But still, this is totally affected. So therefore, tam ke'ikr might be more chomer. V'zech chomer lo meheter mitzayif l'iser. So that's the Ramban, and that's the Rashba's expansion of the Ramban. Each one has a chumrah. Yeah. We also have a principle of chatzi shir. Yeah. Chatzi shir, right? Chatzi shir is awesome. First of all, chatzi shir is a machlokas. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds chatzi shir. That's in the Torah. So he's asking Lushitaso. So we'll get to that. But even a little bit linyan onesh.
Oh, so you hold that you
don't eat half. You get an onesh, right? Had the Messiah for you even get the onesh. It's like if you're eating a full lisser. Yeah. Hetem mitzarif l'iser. There is a machlokas. I didn't read the rest of the Rabban and the Balamar there. Whether hetem mitzarif l'iser has to have some type of tam, but many Rishonim say no. According to this presentation, even if not, right? Even if not, there was another machlokas. Before that, we'll get to the his arvus in a minute. There is a. We're talking about Lundis. I have to have a little dvar machshava for today. The Noam Elimelech. Noam Elimelech. Do we quote? The Noam Elimelech quotes al pidrush. There's no machlokas between Hetem Esarif L'Isser and Tam Ke'ikr. They both teach you messages. What's the message? Tam Ke'ikr. What does that mean? Even if you only have the taste of an Aveira, the little bit of an Aveira, the hirhur of an Aveira, just looking at something, that's Ke'ikr. Tam is Ke'ikr. He said, this is in Parshas Naso, by Nazir. Hainu, histaklus Isser Chalila, o eza machshava, v'hirhur ra, Chalila hu Ke'ikr Aveira gufa. Tam is Ke'ikr. V'tzorach lishmer atzma ma'od bazek kamo me'ikr Aveira. It's Tom Ke'ikr. What about Hetem Misarif L'Isser? Hetem Misarif L'Isser is, he says, Iker Minias Ha'ada Me'avodas Ha'bore. What's one of the Iker Minios, the Iker challenges that we have in life? Who eats like a Parnasa? Parnasa, making a living. Shekashika Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara says in Psachim that it's difficult like Kriyas Yamsuf. Verubam Nechshalim Chalila Be'esek Masu Matan. And many are Nechshal. What are they Nechshal in? They're Nechshal in not every dollar that goes into their pocket is kosher dollars. Says in Normally Mouth, sometimes we cut certain corners, maybe not everything that we have should be usser, but most of it is. Most of it's mutter. Okay, a few dollars here and there. Says the Normally Mouth, heter mitzarif l'isser. If you have a little isser in the mixture, in the bank account, then the whole thing is affected. And the whole thing becomes a shear of treif. V'zeo chatizai, zizu v'chatizai, heter mitzarifin, tahainu, sheksas ose be'emuna lif'amim, ulif'amim lahefechas v'shalom, Oz gam heter nivla beisr chalila v'zeo kol mishras anavim. So that's hetem mitzarif l'isr. So we have tam ke'ikr and we have hetem mitzarif. Tam ke'ikr, a little bit of the aveira is like the whole aveira. Tam is ke'ikr and hetem mitzarif l'isr is you have some mutter, but if you have some usr, it affects the entire mixture. Right? Normally melech, our daily dose of normally melech for our weekly dose in Parshas Nasa. Okay, one other machlokas though, important machlokas, discussed in Hatim Asar for Lesser, related to Rav Ben Nun's question, and that is, it's a machlokas really in Psachim between Rashi and Tosfos, but it's quoted here as well. By Hetem Esarif L'Isser, do the items have to be fully combined? Do they have to be Nisarev, or could they be separate? That's a machlokas Rishonim. Tosfos here alludes to the Shita of they do not have to be combined. I'll read you the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos just over there, because it's clearer there. Psachim Mem Gimel, that's where this comes up. So Rashi there says, Psachim Mem Gimel, on the base. Rashi says, Einan Mu'uravin. Bottom, Einan Mu'uravin Elakal Echa Nikar. Right, the Masarif Lisser is even if each one of them is Nikar, if they're in the same bowl, they're in the same group, still, they combine to Heter Masarif Lisser. Tosfos argues, no, De Ein Heter Masarif Lisser Im Lo She Yisarev Ha Isser Va Heter Yachad. To Ha Amar She Yivla Bibsara. He doesn't say it has to be a tam, but it has to be nisarev, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, within hetem nisarev l'isser. What's the difference? What's the lumdus behind it? So, many achronim, I'll give it to you from the stipler, here in Nazir, Simon Tess, quotes, what's the machlokas about? If you hold, he says, v'nira de la sovrim, de din hetem nisarev l'isser, hu b'she'ena mu'rav, and if you hold like Rashi, that they do not have to be misarev, so how does the... If it's not misarev, so how does the heter misarev to the iser? You see the heter in front of you. You can identify the heter. Al karchach ein ha heter nefach lios iser. It can't be that the heter becomes iser. Shariyu koiva omi bifnei atzmo. It's by itself. Ela inyan heter misarev l'iser. What does it mean? Hu de pachos bi kizayis lavachiluhi. Really, what's going on there is less than a kizayis is not called an eating. It's not called an achila. What does the heter help you? It just helps you in defining that what you ate is a kezias. So now you ate a kezias, and you also ate treif. So you ate a kezias, and you ate treif. Same together, so that's what makes you chayiv. But not that the heter becomes iser. All it does is, step one, it makes you nechshav. It's machshav you as if you did an achila. Memela, now you did an achila. A. B. You ate treif. The Chiddush HaTorah, Chet B'Sarif L'Isser, by Nazir, is that that's enough to be Mechayev you. That's enough to be Mechayev. Chal Shem Achila Al Kol Davar, U'Memelech Chayev Al Chila Ke Isser Shebo, Shekvar Hu Kulo B'Shem Achila. V'Al Kapanim Chiyuv HaMachmas, but it's only Aser Mishum L'Chela Ke Isser Shebo. But what about the other? That's Shitas Rashi. If you don't have to have them together. But if you hold that they have to be misarev, like Tosfos says, so then it could very well be, says, to inyan shehetem misarev l'isser hu bishum sheheter atzmo nehefach l'isser, like the lashon of the Ramban that I read before. It's nehefach. To inyan zeh sheheter atzmo misarev l'isser lo shayach el kishen b'tarovas v'lo kishaheter omeid bifnei atzmo ukimuvat. So that's how the stipler, and by the way, I'm not going to quote it, the Rav Elchanan in Pesachim also says the same exact thing to explain the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Does Heter Misarev L'Isser mean that the Heter is Nefach to Isser, so the whole thing becomes Aser, or not? We mentioned in the past the Machlokas similar, just to give a mashal, Machlokas Rishonim, quoted in the Beis Yosef in Yeridin, Kuf Tess, I think, where, let's say you have, by Bittul Barov, are you allowed to eat everything? You have one tray frank that fell into five kosher franks. Right, so it's all but the barov. It's but the barov. So you're allowed to eat all of them, midaraisa. So, am I allowed to eat all of them? So, three shitas in the Rishonim. I could eat all of them at once, the most makel shita. I could eat all of them one after another, because each one I can say it's mutter, and by the last one I can say I already ate the tray of one. This one's kosher. Or, no, you have to leave one over. You have to leave one over. Come on. So, it's but the one of them's usher. So, again, it's the opposite. Does the iser nefach leheter? Kind of the opposite way, or at least when you eat about once, you can't. You can't go so far. But it's a similar machlokas here, says the stipler. Either way, that's a machlokas we're showing him. Whether Heter Misarev L'Isser is only if it's b'taharoves or if it is separate. So now let's again start again. Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah ain't Heter Misarev L'Isser, but all Yisurim you do not say Heter Misarev L'Isser, chutz mi Yisurei Nazir. Except for Yisurei Nazir, what you do say it, Shari Amar Torah Mishras. Ze'iri, remember that's Rabbi Yochanan. Ze'iri Amar, Ze'iri says, no, there's another Isser in the Torah, where you also have Heter Misarev L'Isser. Ze'iri Amar, Af Sa'or, Bibal Taktiru. Also Sa'or, yeast. What's yeast? B'bal tatiru. There is an issa d'araisa to be maktir sa'ara chametz on the mizbeach. Right? Almost all karbanos mincha throughout the year do not have chametz in them. A couple do. Nazir has some chametz loaves and karban toda. That's why we're not saying mizbeach toda these days. Karban toda has nothing to do with chalamoid. It has to do with Pesach. Right? Chalamoid sukkahs, you do say mizbeach toda. So the karban toda. And bikurim. As we'll get to, on Shavuos, the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem and Shavuos also comes from Chametz. But besides those exceptions, you're not allowed to bring Chametz on the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, you can't bring any sor and a dvash. So says the Iri, that also, you can apply the principle of hetem b'sayif l'isra. If you have some matzah and some chametz that combine to the shear of kezayis, so that is also usur mida oraisa. Keman, k'rabi alazar, the darish kol. And it's based on the Iri, holds like a balazar, who dashes the word kol, ki kol sor, the kol dvash, lo saktir b'menu ishal Hashem. That's the Pasuk. This is an interesting kliyakar, beginning of Vayikra on that pasuk, Perek Beis Halach pasuk Yud Aleph. Kichol Saor v'Chodash Lo Saktiru. So says the kliyakar. What's the tam adavar? Why can't you give Saor or Chametz on the Mizbeach generally, and why the exceptions? Says the kliyakar. Kichol Adam Yesh Lo Taiva L'Kol Chemda Saolam Azeh Hamachunim B'Dvash. What does Dvash symbolize? Dvash symbolizes Gashmias. What's the gashmias? Everything that it's the sweetness. Ki kamosha dvash matok lachech v'ribuya mazik. Just like too much honey, okay? Just like too much honey. A little honey is good for you. Too much honey makes you sick. So too ka kol amidos chemdos olam hazeh. So too all gashmias and items of olam hazeh. A little bit is good, but too much is mazik you. V'hasor, what's sor? Sor, as we know from the Gemara brachas, the sor shebi'isa. It's the symbol of the Sahara. Sa'ar raises us up, or about, gives us a little gaiva. So that's the two symbols. As Alexandria said, the Sar Shebi'isa is Ma'akev. So these two, though, Sa'ar and Dvash, which symbolizes the Sahara and Gashmias, we need some of it. We need some of it to live. Right, we need some gashmius to live, right? You get make kamachin Torah, says the Klayakar. And on the other hand, we also need the Sahara. Remember the Gemara we did? We had it once in, I think it was in Psachim, we have in Sanhedrin again, about that the Chazal got rid of, they killed out the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. That's why we don't have the time to bow down to trees anymore. And they were also, they locked up the Yetzirah for Gilui Arayos, and they were gonna kill it also. But they saw that no chickens laid eggs, and the world can't function without a little Yetzirah. A little taiva. So they blinded it at least. They knocked out an eye and then they let it free. Whatever that means. But, so you need a little bit. So you need a little sa'ar, you need a little, dvash. So says the klayakar. You can't be makter it separately on the mizbeach, because it's not an ends in itself. You can't give sa'ar, you can't give dvash, because that's showing that it has some kind of mahuti inherent connection. So you know what you could use it for? What does the end of the pasuk say? Karban rachis takrivo osam lashem. Right, racious. What does that mean? It's the beginning. You could use it as a means. You could start off with it and use it for something to bring you. So you could use the sa'ar and use the dvash. So that's why. That's what he says. Ki amas sa'ar lekarbon racious biomatan Torah. Ki kamo haTorah kamo tavlin yishel ziharat shvuos. You're not worried because the shvuos the goal is the Torah and you have that as a counter. So he says that's why on shvuos the shtei alechem from shalatzeres but a chametz ki haTorah shenina bo rifasu l'tihel b'sarechas. That's why it's okay then. And also bikurim barmin advash ki bezman sheitin el Hashem racious. Made a mistake before. It's bikurim is from dvash tamarim, not chametz. So therefore you could use dvash there also. So we're not worried as well. You're using it as the goal to be mocker of your first fruits on the mizbeach. So then you can use a little dvash as the means. So that's the klayakar. Why sar and dvash is normally usser, but if you use it as a means, just as a rachis, as a starting point, so then it would be able to be used. So that's at Beis Yud Aleph in Vayikra. So that's the Iri's pshat. The Iri says not only by nazir do you have hetem b'sayif l'isser, but also by the isser of being maktir dvash and sa'or on the mizbeach. And where does he get that from? Because he darshans from the extra word kol in that pasuk. Ki chol sa'or v'chol dvash. So says the Gemara, ihachi lidir chameis nami. So what do you mean? Chameis also has a kol. Kol machmetzes lo sochelu. So why don't you say, hetem b'sayif l'isser by chametz? You're under the yoma. Right? The Isser Chametz. Why don't you say, you take some matzah, you take some chametz, you combine it to a shear. It should also be Asr Bida Oraisa because of the word kol. Rishonim deal with why chametz? There are 15 Averis with the word kol. Kol Chelev, kol Dam. You know, why Dafka? Does the Gemara, does the Ziri picked up Bal Taktiru? Fine. The Gemara says, right, what about chametz? What about chametz? What about 15 other ones? So the Maram Chalava, when we showed him, we dealt with him, Pesachim, says, Echinami, picks one. Right? The Gemara knew that we were doing this in the Dafyomi in 2008, so it picked chametz. But the Maram Chalava says, Mishum da'airi be'la el amarachi, because it just mentioned chametz in the previous line. V'huadin l'shari surim b'shabatar t'chsib hu kol, says the Maram Chalava. The Meiri, though, says, no, specifically it says chametz. Specifically says chametz. Why? What does chametz have that the other Yisroelim don't have? This is the Meiri in Pesachim there, Mem Gimel. Tirtzu, shekulam srichim l'gufa inyan. The other Yisroelim need the word kol to teach you the ikar ha'isr. Mipnei sheyesh bo harbe minim. There are different categories in the other Yisroelim. So to include all the other categories, it has to say the word kol. Aval kol ha'amar b'chametz, but by chametz, eidos arach l'chlo minim achayrim chalukim. What different categories are there in chametz? Shachametz la'achila v'sar la'haktara echadu. Yeast and chametz? It's all the same thing. We had at the beginning of Beitzah. It's all the same thing, yeast and chametz. You're going to tell me there are five different types of grains? There's no reason, says the Meiri, to pick one over the other. Well, most people eat wheat, but so what? Oats are also grain, and spelt, and rye. Nira li be'elu she'ein echad mehem roi lefakpik b'chimutzo yosher b'chaveiro. There's no reason to pick one over the other regarding Hilchos Chametz. Aval Elo Yishmei Neim Chilukato, but by the others, and he goes through the other ones. By Shratzim, and by Chelev, and by Dam, there are Chilukim in each one, where you have to have the word Kol to include both. But says the Meir, by Chametz, Kol is totally extra, because there's no reason you would pick one over the others. So that's the Maram Chalava, that it could have asked it by other Isurim. That's the Meiri, that, no, it specifically asked it by Chametz. And just one other one, which is also important, and that is the Pnei Shlomo. It's quoted here, the Pnei Shlomo is also one of the Achronim on Maseches Pesachim, who says, the word Kol Chelev, I remember Kol Chelev, what was Kol Chelev a marker for? Kol Chelev. Chatzi Shir, Yuma. So says the Pnei Shlomo, maybe by all other Yisurim, you need the word Kol to include Chatzi Shir by the other Yisurim. But by Chametz, look in the Rambam has a different marker for Chatzi Shir than by other Yisurim. And the Nosei Kelim there, the Mishnah, the Malach HaKatz Mishnah, are wondering why the Rambam quoted a special marker by Chatzi Shir for Chametz. So says the Pnei Shlomo, that's why it Dafka asked it by Chametz. Because by Chametz, the kol is still extra. You don't use that for Chatzi Shir. You lo ye achel Chametz. I think it's an Aleph Gimel in Chalachas Chametz Umatzah. Lo ye achel Chametz includes Chatzi Shir by Chametz. That's why the word, the kol by Chametz is extra. The word kol by other Yisurim, right, the Gemara we had in Maseches Yumer of Yochanan said that's word used for Chatzi Shir, that's why they are not extra. Okay, so those are the three discussions of why specifically it asked by Chametz. So again, Ihaq and Chametz Nami. The Gemara answers in Achinami. You're right, Ze'iri would say it by Chametz too. Ella, why did he specifically pick the Sa'ar and Dvash one to mention? La'afuki me'abaya, to go against Abaya, da'amar yesh haktar papachas b'kazayas. Abaya holds that the Isser of Haktara, being Matir, Dvash, and Sa'ar in the Mizbeach, has no shear. You don't need a Kazayas. What do you need Kazayas of that? Kazayas the Isser of Haktara don't need a Kazayas. We'll see when Kazayas is used. Kamash b'lan and Haktar b'pachas b'kazayas. Right, the Abaya holds, there is Haktara, the Isser of Haktara applies even less than a Kazayas. So Ze'iri, Derech Agav, is telling you, no. It needs a kezias. Even Haktar needs a kezias. And Heter Mesarif L'Isser, you could get a kezias with Heter. But you do need a shear. But Abaya hold, Yesh Haktara, Pachos B'Kezias. Based on Psukim, which we're not going to get into now, Psukim in the Gemara in Maseches Benachas. That Yesh Haktara, the Isser applies even by less than a kezias. Tosas adds, a deeper maskal in Achinami, so once, does Abaya say that by Chametz too? Does Abaya also say that by Chametz, that there's an Isser Chametz less than a kezias? It's the end of Tosas in Achinami. In Hachinami, not Ihachi, in Hachinami. Amailo darsh dami chametz l'chayev l'apachas b'kazayis. So, v'yesh l'amar d'shayni gabi chametz d'chsiv be'achila v'ein achila p'apachas b'kazayis. Isuri achila need a kazayis. That's why we don't darshan it outside of Isuri achila. What about the Mizbeach? So maybe Abaya, Tosa doesn't say this, but maybe what he means is Abaya expands that, that's achilas Mizbeach. Achilas Mizbeach, one shita says, that's also an achila, so you need a kezias. Abaya holds, no, that's not an achila. Outside of an achila, you might not have the shear of kizayis. Kizayis is a ma'is achila. That's why Abaye can hold that the isra hakdara is also a kizayis. But by chametz, he would agree that it's only with a kizayis. I what about the other? What about by Yerba Yematzei? That was a machlokas we had by Shem and Beisilal in Maseches Beisa. Whether that also is connected to the Yisuri Achila of Kizayis. Okay, not for now. Remember the Ran at the beginning of Psachim said that by Yerba Yematzei is a Syug Daraisa of the Yisuri Achila. You shouldn't even have it in your house. But that's a related topic. Period. Let's go. Yosef Rav Dimi v'kamal al Hashmaitza. So Rav Dimi said over this sugya. Which sugya? He said over Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Chita, that Hetta Messiah for the Isra only applies by Nazir. So says Rav Dimi, no, I think I found another makar, another context. Esve, Abaya has a kasha. He asked Rav Dimi, Hamikba shel Truma. It's a Mishnah in Tful Yom. Hamikba shel Truma. You have a mixture. You have a mix. A stew of Truma. V'hashum v'hashemen shel chulin. So the ikar ingredient is Truma. Yeah, let's say you have Truma of grains, and v'hashum v'hashemen shel chulin, and garlic and oil, some of the spices are chulin. V'noga tful yom b'miksasan, and the tful yom. What's a tful yom? Remember, tful yom is somebody who went to the mikvah today. Now he's waiting for Harav Shemesh. He's waiting to become tahar by Shkia. First Mishnah in Shas. Talk about Kohanim who were Tfula Yom. So they were Tfula Yom, they're waiting for Shkia. And this Tfula Yom, who Chazal gave the status of a Sheni Latoma. Remember the different levels of Toma? You have an Avi Avos, the grandfather, that's a corpse. Avatoma. First Mishnah of Mishnayis and Kalim list off many different Avos Atoma. Risho, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi. So the Chazal gave a Tfula Yom the status of a Sheni Latoma. The first wide line in the Mefarish, in the second wide lines of the Mefarish, the Tful Yom Shavinu Rabbanon Sheni. Right, see the first wide line. The Ain writes that's the Ain Sheni of Shlishi Ela B'Truma. So Chazal gave the Tful Yom a status of a Sheni. And remember, Sheni, if a Sheni touches Chulin, nothing happens. If a Sheni touches Chulin, nothing happens. It's not so delicate that it becomes Tame. So, if a Sheni touches Truma, though, a Truma can become a Shlishi. And Hektish can become a Revi. So that's why the issue is, this Tful Yom touched this mixture. So does it become Tame or not? If you consider it Chulin, nothing happens to it. If you consider it Truma, something happens to it. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, if the mixture is mostly Truma, and you have some spices of Chulin, Pasul as Kulon, the whole thing becomes Tame. Why? Because you consider the whole thing Truma. You go by the Ikar ingredient. But the opposite, mikba shel chulin, v'hashum v'hashemen shel truma, if you have, the mixture is mostly chulin, and you have some truma spices, v'noga tful yom b'miksasan, and then the tful yom touches a little bit, lo pasal el amakam ago. Then the whole thing is not tame, only the place where he touched. Only the place where he touched is tame. Says the Gemara, why? V'avina ba makam ago my pasal. What do you mean? If it's ikar chulin, and therefore you define it as chulin, then the whole thing should be not tame. Right, so why is that spot puzzle? And if you just look in the parallel Gemara, the parallel Gemara in Psachim, it just quotes an extra few words, which help us understand it. It says the Gemara there on Mendalid, Makam Magoa, my psula, habatli luhu tavlin barov. It's batal barov, the truma. The truma spices are batal. So therefore, why do we say that spot is tame? So what do you mean that spot? Maybe it's Tom Kicker. Why do you say Tom Kicker? Right, the spices put the whole thing into the whole mixture. So the Meiri there again says that no, you don't say tam keiker by things that you're eating, not regarding tuma. Tumintara, you don't say tam keiker, therefore the whole thing is called tummy. You only say that by tasting something. Here we're talking about tumas ochlin. By tumas ochlin, you don't apply the principle of tam keik. So the Gemara says the whole thing should be mutter. So why is the place where you touched tummy? Says Rabbi Yochanan, remember the same Rabbi Yochanan as we had before, since it has a shame truma regarding achila, because if you would eat it, there'd be enough in here to make you chayav malchus, if you're a czar. So too, the way Tosas explained it, so too, it must be enough for tumas ochlin. So just like if you'd eat it, it'd be a problem, so too, if it would become tame. So the Gemara says, my taima. So why does it become usur? Why is it usur for achila? Why is it usur for tuma? Lav mishum, isn't it because the hetem itzarif lisur? It must be that you only have a few spices in there of truma. It must be the ikar ingredient of the grains, or whatever the other ingredient is the starif to the isur. So you see that besides nazir, it applies by truma. You see, it applies outside of naziris, the principle of hetem itzarif lisur. So why do we say before, it's the same Rabbi Yochanan. The same Rabbi Yochanan earlier said, "Hetem asar filiser lying by nazir," and this Rabbi Yochanan says that in this case of truma, zar is loche bekizayis. Zar is loche, isn't that because of hetem asar filiser? Steer in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answer is Amar Lelo. No, the reason that you get malchus over there, the zar is loche, is not because of hetem asar filiser. My kizayis deika kizayis bechdei achilas pras. A third principle. We've had hetem asar filiser. We had tam keiker. Now we have kizayis bechdei achilas pras. Mean, what does that mean? It means sometimes you have enough isser in a certain amount, a certain food, that by the time you eat, by the time it takes to eat a slice of bread, achilas pras, or a piece of bread, let's say that is, we'll talk about the shittas in a minute, let's say that's 7 minutes. So in that amount of time, you have enough isser in here. You have other ingredients in here, but you have enough isser in here to that is a kezias, and therefore you're going to be chayav for that too. Meaning in the truma case, there's enough truma, there's a kezias of truma in there. And by the time you eat, you spend 7 minutes eating this mixture, you're going to end up eating an isser in this mixture. So don't bring me any rias from that case that it's hetem asar for isser. We're talking about, you're eating mamish the isser. You're eating mamish the isser in kezias pras. So just to add this, the Rishonim really deal with these three principles. Tam keiker, where you just have the taste in the whole item, you have no mamashes. Hetem asar for isser, you have the actual item, but it doesn't affect the whole thing. And number three is kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. You eat a kezayis of the isser in the amount of time that it takes you to eat a pras of bread. So then that is the whole isser in mixed into the larger mixture. Yeah.
So in that case, you have to actually eat kezayis of the isser, or you eat kezayis of the mixture? And since you could have eaten...
Good questions. You have to eat a kezayis just of the... That's a machlokas we showing him. Let's assume here, to keep things simple, that you ate the whole kezayis of isser in this kezayis achilas pras. That's the more simple way of understanding it. Okay, what is kedei achilas pras? So my chalukah is Rashi and the Rambam. How many eggs? Rashi says 4 eggs, and the Rambam says 3 eggs. It still doesn't help us. How much does it take to eat an egg? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days in Tav Reish Yud Beis. But the usually on Pesach, right? How long? Kedei achilas pras applies to aveiros and the mitzvahs. So you have to eat. If I eat treif in less than kedei achilas pras, I'm not going to get malchus. Let's say I eat a drop of treif now, another drop in 20 minutes, another drop in 20 minutes. By the end of the day, I ate a kezayis. That's not going to be good enough. I'm not going to get malchus for that. Same thing with matzah. If I eat a little matzah now and a little matzah in 10 minutes, a little matzah. So how fast do you have to eat the matzah? You have to stuff it in your mouth. Shlomo Zalman says it can't be that you have to stuff the matzah in your mouth. Shlomo Zalman said it can't be. Add it to the list. It can't be that the Torah wants you to do that. So it's got to be a somewhat normal eating type of shiur, just not stuffing, but not slow. But there are different shittas. The Chassam Sofer and the Ma'arem Shik holds 9 minutes. That's usually it's from 3 or 4 minutes to 9 minutes. That's the range. So 9 minutes, many Achronim say, the Chassam Sofer and the Ma'arem Shik says 9 minutes. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Samach Tzedek, Lubavitch Rebbe, holds 7 minutes. Right, that's been somewhere around there. Most Achronim hold anywhere between 7 and 9 minutes is how long is Kedei Achilas Pras. Menachas Chinuch, I think we mentioned once or twice before, a very important Menachas Chinuch, in Simon Shin, Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, in the Isser of eating, the Mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, he quotes, it's a sliding scale, depending on the food, depending on the person. That's the Menachas Chinuch. He has a havamina, he's not sure. Lonis Bayer, he says, why in Shas does it not tell you how long it is? You need a Rashi and a Rambam to tell you how long Kedei Achilas Pras is? It's not important enough for Shas to talk about it. So he says, Dezei Yadua. He says, De'ein Tivei Anashim Shavim. He says, different people eat differently. Yesh B'mar B'achilas Yesh B'acher. There are the slow eaters and there are the fast eaters. Sometimes in one marriage, you have a very slow eater, you're at a restaurant, and you know one of the spouses are finished before the other one is even like starting, putting the dressing on. So he says some eat fast, some eat slow. So what do you do by kedei achilas pras? In misharin lefi tivo, misha tivo lechel apras beravias shah kizai shalo, bekikosevis besarif bereva shah bimshah yoser patet. Do you go by each person? Do you go by a general rule? Haklal kol echad bidi de misharinon? Odil mamish arida and hakol ba'adam beinoni vein chiluk bein anashim klal. And he goes back and forth with his issue, and the maskani he hands off. He thinks it's subjective. That's why the Gemara doesn't talk about it, because you go by the food. Some foods you eat slower than other foods, and some foods you eat less than other foods. Let's keep that in mind. We'll get back to that in a minute. But that's the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Yud Gimel regarding Kedei Achilas Pras. Okay, but just let's remember that in a second. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara, third line, Achilas Pras Daraisa hi. Is Achilas Pras really Daraisa, that concept? Ask Tosfos, what do you mean? Of course it's Daraisa. It's a Mishnah in Krisus. Before it's Mishnah in Krisus, then it's Daraisa. So Gemara asking. No, so the Gemara is asking, says Tosfos, as follows. I know if you take the amount of time, Kedei Achilas Pras, if you take within 9 minutes, that's going to be Asar Raisa for sure. The Chiddush, the Gemara is asking, is even if it's in a mixture and you have other ingredients and foods mixed in, does that also, Kedei Achilas Pras? There's two concepts in Kedei Achilas Pras. It's a time issue and it's an other ingredient issue. So the first one for sure applies, that it's not a problem if you have certain hefsekim, but does it even apply if you have other ingredients mixed in? Maybe that breaks it. If you have a little isser in a larger mixture, maybe that breaks it. Maybe Kedei Achilas Pras doesn't apply there. Kamashvalon, that's the Chiddush, the Gemara. The Gemara answers, yeah, Amalei in. Yes, it's the Araisa even in the Tarovis. Ihachi, if it's true that Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is the Araisa, Amai Pligi Rabbanan Aleidi Rabbalazza Bekuta Chabavli, back in Psachim, in the third paragraph, we had a machlokas, but whether Kuta Chabavli, one of these almost inedible mixtures, there were a list of four of them in the beginning of the third paragraph there, in the Mishnah, Kuta Chabavli, Sheikhar Hamadai, all these, Rabbi Lazar says were Asr, and they're about to say we're not Asr. We're not Asr. So, ask the Gemara, but if doesn't it have Kedei Achilas Pras in it? Doesn't have Kedei Achilas Pras, therefore it should be Asr? So my answer is, I'm Alei, no, Hanach L'Kuta Chabavli, the Lekha Kedei Achilas Pras. No, Kuta Chabavli didn't have Kedei Achilas Pras. That's why the Rabbanan did not hold it was Asr. Why? It's a type of mix, it's a very strong type of food item. So, Idika Sariflei, Misrif, so what? Why Kuta Chabavli? When you could, how are you going to get Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras? If you just down it, you just take a whole bunch and you eat it. So the Gemara says, "Batla Daita is a Kaladam." That's not normal. That's not normal. People don't do it that. People don't eat that way. So it's not called an Achila. That's not called an Achila. So that's not going to be. That's not going to be a problem. That's not called an Achila. People don't eat that way. E Mister Kashatar. If you dip it, like most people do, you dip it, you eat a little bit, you eat it slowly. So then Lo Mishkachas Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras. It's going to take too long. It's going to take too long, and therefore it's not going to be usher. Even though it's the normal way of eating the food slowly, it's still not going to be usher. It's not going to be usher kezayis bechdei achilas pras. Where does this come up? So does this come up in? Yeah?
By Pesach, don't we have a principle of
Akshavei? By Pesach, we have a principle of Akshavei by Sreifa Shuma, meaning we had in the Mishnah in Beitza, we had but Sreifas Truma Tmeya on Yontif. You can't burn it on Yontif because it's Akshavei. That's too important of a Sreifa to do on Yontif.
No, they would say like
eating something that's not edible. Right, Matt. So if you're Machshavit, maybe in certain cases you have to know where that applies. If that's an Isidar, if that's on a Daraisa level or not. So check. We had the Rashi and Beitza by the burning of the Truma, but right, you have to see where the principle of Akshavei applies. But this comes up by drinking coffee. Right? The Inyana de Yomo, every day in the daf. Drinking coffee. Do you say burn the fashions on coffee? I don't drink coffee. Tea, hot chocolate. Right? It usually takes us more than 9 minutes to drink a Revius. Could very well be. So do you make a burn of fashions on that? It's a major machlokas aposkim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's him in Reish Yud. Ha'ochel pachos mi kezayis. If you eat less than a kezayis, bein mi pas, bein mi shai ochlin, bread or other foods, v'ashos ha'pachos mi revias, mevorech tchila bracha ruya, you make the first bracha, ula acharav einu mevorech klal. No bracha afterwards if you drink less than a revias. Says the Mishnah Bura, in Lidin Shtias revias, let's say, im shasav hifzik ma'ad v'chaz v'shasav, let's say you drank and you had a lot of hefsekim in between, some say it's not mistarif, some say it's mistarif. So says the Mishnah Berurah there, beginning of Reish Yud, v'hinei le'inyin shtias tea v'coffee. Mishnah Berurah says it. Sha'aderech lishtoso kshucham, v'kashe lishtoso below hefse k'derech shar mashkim. It's not like water. Can't drink it quickly. Ki im ma'at ma'at, yish machlokes rabba, bein aposkim, im tzarech levarech bracha achrona. Right, you have to make a bracha achrona, because you drank it in much less of a shear. Do you say that this is the normal way of drinking this? Say, for you make a bracha achrona. Make a bracha achrona. This is the normal way. You didn't do anything abnormal. Or do you say, no, the regular rule is you have to drink it in a certain amount of time, and if you drink it in less than amount of time, you're not going to make a bracha achrona. Major machlokas. He says, anshei maisa, the anshei maisa leave over a revias at the end of the cup. That cooled off, you can drink that all at once, one shot. So you surely make a barina fascius. So that's the anshei maisa, that's the, if you leave over a certain amount. But some bring a raya from our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? Even though it's normal to eat the kuta chabavli slowly, it's still not called the shtiyah. It's still not called the achila. Because, but right, it says, it's still not kazayas b'chde achilas pras. So therefore, that's one of the rayas is our Gemara. This also comes up, where does this also come up? By the Taz. The Taz, what's the Taz? The Taz says you make a bari nefashas on a shot of schnapps. That's in Siman Reish Yud. That's the famous Taz. The Taz says it by Bracha Achrona. This Taz is used for Kiddush. That's a jump. The Taz never said it for Kiddush. Making Kiddush on schnapps. That's a large sugya, which we're not going to get into now. But the Taz says in Hilchas Siman Reish Yud that because it's normal to drink schnapps, a shot glass, not more than that, so you're going to make a bari nefashas on it. So what does he do with our Gemara? So you got to get out of our Gemara. You have to get out of our Gemara. The Arch Laner says, or maybe our Gemara is not a problem because our Gemara is talking about Tyroves. But if you eat, drink Ba'en, you're for sure going to make a Baron of Fashas on it. Our Gemara is not talking about Ba'en, it's only talking about Tyroves. But again, so that's the Taz. The Mogan Avram there argues on the Taz. What are you talking about? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any exceptions. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Shulchan Aruch also knew about Schnapps, right? Then the Shulchan Aruch didn't say any exceptions. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you drink less than a Revias, that's it. Finished. You don't make a Shear. So forget Kiddush. The Magen Avraham says it doesn't get out of Bracha Achrona, Simon. Some people want to extend it to Kiddush, so that's why Lechadchilo, the post, comes to say that one should be Yotzei with somebody having the sheet, or just split it up. Rely on the other sheets of the Gaonim that you can split up the amount and just use a big cup of schnapps. Period. So we try to say, doesn't have to be Sarif Lisser apply to Truma? So we say, no, that's the principle of Kedech Yilas Pras. Eisvei, next case. Shtei Meduchas, Achas Shuma, Achas Chulin. You have two piles, one of Chulin or mills. You have a truma pile and a chulin pile. And you also have two pots, one of truma and one of chulin. And lo and behold, one of the piles of truma or chulin fell into one of the pots. You don't know what fell into what. Did the truma fall into the truma and the chulin into the chulin, or vice versa? And you got problems. So what's the halacha? Shtehen mutaros. Says the Brisa, they're both mutar. What does that mean? The truma one is considered truma and it is mutter to the Kohen, and the chulin one is considered chulin and it is mutter to the Yisrael. Because you assume the good falling happened. The chulin fell into the chulin, shani omer, because I'm allowed to say, chulin l'to chulin naflu, b'shuma l'to chuma naflu. Fine. Says the Gemara, that's the Braisa. So the Gemara is b'dayik, v'isaka da'a k'zayis b'chdei achidas pras da'araisa. If you say k'zayis b'chdei achidas pras is an isa da'araisa, amay amrina shani omer. So why do I say, why am I allowed to be mako? Why am I allowed to be Mako? Why am I allowed to assume that the Chulin fell into the Chulin? If we're worried about an Issa Daraisa here, shouldn't I have to, and Hetem Mitzayful Issa, shouldn't I be worried? Shouldn't I be worried? So, isn't that, I'm sorry, not Hetem Mitzayful Issa. Doesn't this prove to me that Kezayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is not Daraisa? Doesn't that prove that way? Because if it's a Daraisa, shouldn't we be worried? So, as the Gemara said, LMI, what's the other option? Hetem Mitzayful Issa? The other option, that it could be a problem because of Hedem Messiah Felisser, Amayar and Shani Omer, that's also a problem. Why, if Hedem Messiah Felisser or Kazayas Bechle Achilas Pras, they're both Daraisas. So why you make them at all? Ella, Hanach, Luchumas Tavlin, Durabanan He. No, the whole issue is a Durabanan issue. Why? We're talking about Truma Durabanan. We're talking about Truma Durabanan. What fell in was Tavlin, spices, which is only Durabanan. Truma is not Daraisa by Tavlin. So therefore, whether you hold Hedem Messiah for Isser, or Kazayas Bechilas Pras, they can both be Daraisa. But the issue here is the context of Truma Durabanan. Just let me say one more point, and I'll take your question. And that is, it's an interesting line in Tosfos here, which bothers some Achronim. Or, I mean, there's an answer to it. Dibur Hamaschil Shtei Maduchos. Dibur Hamaschil Shtei Maduchos, Tosfos says, second line of Tosfos, how could you, both the Mars Mediyah, how could you be Mekel and say Shani Omer? What do you mean? It's Daraisa. Isn't Daraisa? Tosfos doesn't end there. Tosfos says it's Daraisa with a chiyav misa. If you would eat the truma, mechayev misa zeha ochla lo hayolan elitzlos lahakel she'ein svara lahashas lomar she'ein bo kazayis b'chdeyachidas pras. So how can you be mekel if it's Daraisa with a chiyav misa? That's what Tosfos says. So some achronim say what? Daraisa is not good enough for you. You have to say it's Daraisa with a chiyav misa. Tosfos is mashma that if it would just be Daraisa, then being mekel wouldn't bother us. Right? It's Daraisa with a chiyav, right? If it's Zori, it's Shruma. What is that supposed to be? It's a chiyav misa b'dei shamayim. Why is Tosfos adding that? Just say Daraisa. Something Daraisa with a chumra. Haraya, what must Tosfos hold? Savik daraisa lechumra might be a din derabbanan, like the Rambam. The Rambam shita machlokas Rambam Rashba, the first Shmaitza, the Rambam Rashba, the Rambam holds that the din of savik daraisa lechumra, that you go lechumra by daraisas, that itself is a din derabbanan. Mi daraisa savik daraisas lechula. The Rambam says derabbanan savik daraisa lechumra. So maybe Tosfos is alluding to that. That's what Tosfos has to add in. It's a daraisa with a chiyavisa. That's why you have to be machmir. Yeah. Truma. No, that's the kasha. That's the that would have been the kasha if we would have accepted that interpretation. We would have ended as a kasha. Yeah.
The chulin truma mixture, would that be prohibited for a kohen and the Israel to simultaneously eat from the same mixture?
Well, in this case, there are two bowls. It would be usher for Israel to eat from it. But here you have two bowls. One we consider truma totally, one we consider chulin totally. The Israel could only eat the chulin, and the kohen could only eat the truma. One other ha'ara, just to end off, hanaf l'shum is tavlin d'rabbanan. Where I said we're talking about a d'rabbanan concept, so just remember, tavlin is d'rabbanan, so everybody holds that's d'rabbanan, tavlin. Right, the machlokas rishonim, what exactly is chayiv in shuma d'araisa? So Rashi and Tosfos in a number of places hold, dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Rashi and Tosfos say, wheat and grapes and olives. Dagon tirosh v'yitzar, that's the only chayiv d'araisa. Oranges, somebody has an orange orchard in Eretz Yisrael, no truma d'araisa. No truma daraisa from oranges, from apples, from others. Only dog and tirshvi yitzar. The Rambam says they're all daraisa. All fruit are daraisa according to the Rambam. All fruit. Big nafkamina. Big nafkamina. And the third shita, the other shita that we've quoted in the past is the Ravid. The Ravid has a middle shita. The Ravid says, really, you're only obligated from dog and tirshvi yitzar. But if you want to give from fruit, it gets the status. It's a kiyum. It's not a chiyah, but it's a kiyum. But if you try to give a chair for truma, it's not going to work. The chair doesn't become truma. But if you try to give oranges for truma, says the Ravid, you didn't have to. But if you want to, it has the status of truma. The Ravid writes this in the Kus of Sham, in the end of Maseches Chulin. Im no mashin chayavim in a Torah, im kar aleim shame, yesh aleim kedushas truma min a Torah, umidamas kishal Torah. That's the sheet of the Ravid. But the Iker two sheetas are Rashi and Tosfos versus the Rambam. Tavlin is excluded. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Everybody should have a good Yontif. And Hashem will pick up after Yontif on Isru Chag with Daf Lama Tes. We're going to enjoy the next two dafim. Sorry, we're not going to be able to talk about it. Tom Keiker, Hetem Sarfel Isser, other sugyas. We'll have to get that when we get to Chulin, I guess, is the next one. Okay, everybody have a good Yontif. And we welcome our listener from Atlanta. Welcome, Rishi. Give him a Shalom Aleichem.